The Orange County Partnership to End Homelessness was started by Orange County's four local governments to serve as a coalition providing support for anyone seeking shelter or experiencing housing insecurity in the area. According to data tracked by the North Carolina Coalition to End Homelessness, that local unhoused population was roughly 1,300 people in 2024. Project Director Andrea Carey presented details to the gathered group and pointed to the population's age demographics skewing toward middle-aged and disproportionately identifying as Black African American compared to Orange County's racial makeup. In general, Carey described, the county's partnership has found success in its approaches to outreach and impactful resources. During the 2024 fiscal year, Orange County reported only 11% of people returning to homelessness after being helped to find permanent housing, which is an increase compared to 2023, but far outpaces the national and comparable area medians. She added,
"For our street outreach project, those are the really great outreach workers that are on the streets working with folks that are experiencing unsheltered homelessness. We are performing well with our exits to either shelter or permanent housing at 73% last year."
There is still plenty of work to be done to not only keep making improvements, but to end homelessness within Orange County. Carey said,
"None of those compare to the number of folks presenting for services at the housing helpline in our coordinated entry system. So our permanent housing resources, our shelter resources, are just not keeping up with the need that we're seeing from the community."
To help discuss ideas for improving the continuum of care, the town hall featured a panel of six experts who shared their perspectives and strategies for helping unhoused community members. One of the non-local voices was Christiana Osawe, a homeless services specialist with ICF who works with HUD and other communities to provide technical assistance on data tracking. Osawe said in working with dozens of communities, many people fail to understand that providing housing is the clearest solution to ending homelessness, and many also lack a spirit of collaboration to tackle the problem. But, she continued, that is clearly not the case in Orange County.
"Something that myself and Heather have heard throughout our time here is just how you all care and how you all are coming together to do the work that's necessary to make sure that folks end up getting housed, because that really is the end goal."
The panel featured people from the public safety, nonprofit, and faith spheres as well, but one group missing was local business leaders. Chapel Hill Town Councilmember Paris Miller-Fouché pointed this out during a comment period from the audience, saying their involvement in these conversations is critical since business owners often drive the narrative around homelessness in downtown Chapel Hill.
"And so I'm concerned with how we capitulate to policing our unhoused community. That is not the solution. And so I want to keep that top of this conversation, especially now more than ever, when it's easy to scapegoat and criminalize for an absolute systemic failure that we're putting on the backs of individuals."
Some of the public comments included audience suggestions for finding or creating space for unhoused people to set up their own shelter, like a designated campsite for them to pitch tents. Orange County Director of Housing Blake Rosser said that is an idea the local governments are considering, but he added that it is one of many creative ideas the partnership must balance with its budget.
"So we are thinking in creative terms. What we get hung up on is just the zero-sum nature of resources. You know, do we devote resources to acquiring land where folks could camp out on that we would, for liability reasons, have to have staffed to some degree, paying for cleanup, things like that? Do we devote resources to that? Or do we devote resources to being able to house a half dozen families for a year with our rapid rehousing program? So unfortunately, we're constantly in that cost-benefit analysis mindset."
A live stream of the entire Orange County Partnership to End Homelessness Town Hall can be watched on chapelborough.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.